One of my most vivid memories as a kid was that moment when I finally conquered Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Reflected on it this week as I thought about the lessons that we can take from the game, from boxing in general, about how to overcome the punches that markets throw. So yes, I've chose a boxing theme for this week's commentary. There's kind of a rapid fire succession of getting there. Really came out of what's a frequent conversation around here, which is why the media, and consequently so many investors, get surprised when there is something that arises that challenge markets, could create a problem in the economy, is a problem in the economy, time and time again, and how they have such a visceral emotional reaction to that. That got me thinking about one of my favorite investing quotes that didn't come from investing at all, from Mike Tyson, that I use in the written commentary this week, that everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Still believe in a plan, but I think to that second point, as investors, we need to really understand, put down into our heart, that we are going to take punches along the path of an investing life. And so what is that gonna look like? That quick side note got me thinking about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Might have been one of my first big accomplishments as a kid, as I was going back trying to find some images for that, realized I would have been 10 at the time. So again, one of those first memories, I remember rushing down. I remember the look of "we don't care" from my parents when I finally conquered what was supposed to be so insurmountable. And so it's with that kind of mindset, I want you to come on this little journey with me. There's going to be things, just like Mike Tyson, when you're little Mac, that appear insurmountable. And yet, one of the things we've learned about markets, about economies, about entrepreneurs, is they have rose to the challenge, got back up off the mat time and time again. So point number one, there is no getting into the ring with any hope of success unless you've properly prepared. So much of this week's commentary are things that sound obvious, but again, having done this for 30 years, I can tell you people are not taking the time to truly embrace mentally, be able to reflect back on, and thus again, some of those surprises, some of those panic decisions. You would no more get in the ring without doing some training, learning how to box, making sure your cardio is set. And investors in the same way should not get into investing simply with the idea that they want to be the quote world champion without thinking about all the things that are going to come along with it. And that begins with preparing, getting yourself in shape, understanding what you want to accomplish, what it's going to take to get you to that place. And again, yes, look at your goals, have those set out there, but so many people look at those goals, get myopic on them, and don't think about all the things that they're going to have to endure along the way to eventually reach that destination. That brings us to point number two, which is, obvious as it may sound, there's always going to be a challenger to face. You want to box, there's going to be another person who's getting in the ring. You want to be an investor, you're going to have to deal with the opponent that is called volatility. And that volatility is going to take on a lot of different faces over time. We'll put this chart up, one of our favorites. We've shared it with you countless times because it's just that valuable. That shows just some of the headlines, some of the opponents that stepped into the ring with the markets. And each time, you would hear the pundits, the cynics out there tell you, this is the one that's gonna knock markets down and they're never gonna get back up. But as this chart shows you, far from getting knocked down forever, the market has shown an ability to process through, get back up, certainly advance into the next rounds, and of course, over time, overcome those various obstacles. Quick side note on some of those obstacles, the war, inflation. Go back to our March 6th commentary if you want to look at some of the surprising historic facts around the wars. Look, war is bad. Markets don't think about things the same way we think about them as people. If you go back to that commentary, you'll find some very counterintuitive, but hopefully nonetheless encouraging facts around how markets process through these conflicts much faster than the conflicts revolve themselves. Second, this week's big boogeyman was inflation, a hot CPI report. Tom Lee put that in a lot of perspective, talking about how shelter was a huge contributor to that. The last reading was supposed to occur during the government shutdown. It didn't. So now we get this big boost. If you try to normalize that out over what should have been a 6-month time frame, you actually get a CPI that would have come in sub 3, around 2.7, as opposed to 3 plus. So again, keep that perspective, keep that preparation, but most importantly, understand that these challengers are going to come and go. Point number 3, with these challengers is you're gonna get punched. You get that 5-10% pullback, correction, the media starts howling. Again, that seeming surprise, panic takes over. This was always gonna be part of the process. We look at those goals, those destinations. We understand that, again, one of those obstacles are these punches we're gonna take. How frequently do they occur? How frequently should we expect to get punched is a question I get, certainly not put in those terms from investors. But yeah, it's not been like this. It's actually like this all the time. This next chart we put up, we'll think of these calendar years as rounds in the match that is the life of being an investor. And you'll see each of those red drawdowns, you can think of them as a punch, you can think of them as a knockdown. They happen all the time. And usually with some pretty good gravity or some pretty good weight behind that punch. The average inter-year drawdown is over 14%. Most people's panic starts coming in that 5-10% type range. And so again, this is actually normal. It's actually part of the process. But the other thing I would point out, look at those gray bars. Most of the time, yeah, you're gonna experience the red punch. But if you look at that gray bar, you'll see that 75% of the time, you're gonna still end up with a positive return for the year. So accept the red, take confidence in the gray, but again, take it all in as part of the process, part of the journey, and part of the fight of being an investor. Last point, markets are resilient, but so are you. When empowered with a good plan and a partner. We're gonna touch on this ever so briefly, but this is why we use that LIV framework with clients. Okay, we're gonna go through these points of volatility. This chart that Matt will put up briefly on the screen shows you, those usually resolve themselves far quicker than the media would have you believe when they're talking about this will take forever to resolve. Most drawdowns, again, are V-shaped type recoveries. But the plan is, how are you going to live through these times? One, liquidity. Are we prepped for both the known and unknown liquidity needs you might have during one of those tough times? Income, do we have the income sources? Maybe it's an outside source, maybe it's from the portfolio that can sustain you through that. Volatility reduction, have we constructed the plan in a way that takes into account your emotional limitations? We all have them, so that again, you can stick through the journey. And then that gets you to E, that expected return, that goal, that destination that we hope to see over time. To close, being critical and critical thinking are not the same thing. You've heard me say that time and time again. It sounds fancy, it sounds cute to point out all the things that could go wrong, all the scary challengers looking to step into the ring with you. But what's also true, again, is that plan, that partner, that process, the markets, the entrepreneurs getting to work every day will help you get through those times, help you get through those destinations. If you can, again, embrace that mindset, embrace that process, stay the course.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.